Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Dallas, Texas is our destination as we continue our travels around the world here on the Kona Edge, and we touch base with Ben Fuquay to find out a little bit more about his Ironman bike on this edition. And don't forget that this edition of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Got details coming up of the Wahoo Kicker a little bit later on in the podcast, but if you're in the market for an indoor trainer, you cannot go wrong with the Kicker. Let me tell you, they are phenomenal, and if you hook them up to something like the Zwift, if you get yourself a Zwift subscription, they are phenomenal. So go check it out, okay? All the details, and you can support us by buying your Wahoo Kicker. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's INDOOR, as in indoor trainer. And you can get all the details of their extensive range. They've got some amazing, amazing products. Go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some biking now on the Kona Edge, and we head back to Dallas in Texas, where Ben Fuquay joins us now. Ben, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. I haven't asked you, out of the three disciplines, what would you say is your strongest? What would you say is your weakest?
I think it's an interesting question. I think, you know, numbers-wise, my run is the strongest of the three, but I've really tried hard to be really balanced and tried to really be an equal threat in the three different disciplines. But statistically, in the last 4 or 5 years, my run has been the best in the, as far as against the field.
Looking at your bike, you mentioned in our first chat that you do a lot on the indoor trainer, on the Wahoo Kicker. Yeah. Is that out of choice, just because of time, that you can get a really focused workout in a shorter period, or is it, do you find that the kicker really sort of helps you focus and get the quality of workout in that you should be getting?
I think both. I think ever since I switched to riding indoors on a trainer, I've seen nothing but improvement in my bike split in races. You know, some people say, oh, you got to get outside so you're confident and you can turn on a bike, which, you know, I feel confident enough turning on my bike to where training indoor all the time is okay for me. I think the time aspect is a big thing, because, you know, you don't have to drive anywhere or set up, and it's just there and ready and waiting. I think the technology is so good now that you can get a better workout on a trainer, especially a trainer like a kicker or another power-based trainer. It's focused and it doesn't stop until you stop. And I trained for it for Ironman Texas, where I qualified for Kona, and I trained on it for Kona as well. And I love it. I'll put on a movie, or I'll put on a podcast, or I'll put on some music, and the time kind of floats away. And I really enjoy it a lot.
There are a ton of sort of good indoor trainers available. Why did you go with a kicker?
You know, first reason is it's very popular, and so it's had a lot of success. I have friends that have it and let me try theirs. But I just think it's a high quality trainer. It's a really accurate power meter. And I think the dirt, I used to have a trainer that was like a wheel on trainer. And the difference between having that direct drive trainer, like a kicker, is just, it's not even close. It's so accurate and so realistic compared to the wheel on trainers, in my opinion, that I think it's the best investment I've ever made as far as biking.
I love that. As far as improvements you've made on the bike, is there one or two things that you think has moved the needle in your triathlon career?
Yeah, I think the different workouts you do can have a big effect on improvements. I think getting really comfortable in your pace of whatever, you know, pace or numbers you want to be at, but then also doing those workouts where you're above your FTP for certain amounts of time that really make you hurt and really make you work hard. I've seen big improvements in that way too, with workouts that really push you above where you think you are and help you get kind of to that next level.
What's your favorite thing to do on the bike? Favorite workout?
Well, sometimes I'll do the different workouts in trainer road, that I pair up with my kicker. There's a couple different higher FTP workouts there that I like doing, kind of simulate some climbing and getting out of the saddle and pushing bigger numbers. But, there's some really simple workouts that I do with some one leg drills, some all out sprinting, and then honestly, just a lot of, longer intervals, staying aero at, you know, certain wattage that I want to be at, kind of that 70 to 85% of FTP, and just getting really comfortable right there for a long period of time has helped me a lot.
Looking at, I mean, I asked you this question with regards to swimming in a pool or sort of open water. What do you prefer, being on the indoor train or being outdoors?
Oh, outdoors for sure. I mean, I love being outdoors on my bike, but honestly, it's been a little scary here in Texas. We've had a lot of people get hit by cars and die and get hurt. And, I am just not interested in that. and like I said earlier, the time commitment is a huge time commitment with riding outside. And I have just found that, you know what, for me, where I'm at in life right now, it's worth the sacrifice of being outside to get the workout done, efficiently. And using my time wisely so that I can, you know, do the other things in life that I need to do so it doesn't take up the whole day.
Yeah, man, sadly, it's not just Texas where that's happening. I see it all over the show. We just had this week here in South Africa, a very prominent cyclist get killed. So, yeah, it's a real concern. And I think that's also probably one of the reasons why things like the Wahoo Kicker is just really taking off, because people don't feel safe, unfortunately, out on the roads.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not scared of myself riding a bike. I'm scared of the cars on the road, which is what's really scary.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ben, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your run next time out, but we'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time today.
Awesome. Thank you.
This episode of The Cone Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening today. My name is Brad Brown, and have yourself a superb day. Before I go, another one of our superb iTunes reviews. Thank you so much to everyone who has left them. This one coming from Brad Sen in the United States, saying one of the most useful tri podcasts I've come across. Says this is a very helpful podcast, succinct with interesting athletes being interviewed, speaks to issues I'm concerned with as an age grouper, triathlete, or weekend warrior. I would suggest Some more inserts with experts elaborating on some theory a bit. So some more science and why behind the what. I find myself with a few questions still to ask at the end of the show now with what the athletes have said. However, I subscribe to about 15 other Try podcasts, and this is my preferred one. Thanks for helping me on my journey. Brad, the good news is if you become a patron, or if anyone becomes a patron, we give you the opportunity to ask our guests some questions. So go check out our Patreon page. And one of our sort of goals as well is I don't really want to talk to the experts, to be honest. Everyone else is doing that, and I think one of our successes at the Kona Edge is we're talking to people that you don't necessarily hear on every single podcast, and I think that's what makes us slightly different. But if you have questions, follow-up questions to what we're doing with our guests here on the Kona Edge, all you need to do is become a patron. You can be part of that conversation. Head over to thekonaedge.com/support to find out more.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.